No, I didn't understand.
If there was a log in the rope, you'd say tie the chain to it and we
pull it out.
Okay. Or using the word drag, you say we
drag it out.
Okay. Drag it out. Say we have what many logs out of this rope. We have
drug many logs out of the rope. Drug, wouldn't you say that, John?
Huh?
Wouldn't you say drug them?
Drag them out of the road.
Okay, or you say, we have already.
Yeah, already dragged them out of something else.
Okay. And the wheels of the wagon, the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other, is called
the axle.
Did you ever see anyone making wheels or repairing
them? Yes, blacksmiths, sure. I've seen them many times.
What were the different parts of the wheel called?
Well, you got the hub, and then you got the spokes that sits in the hub, mm-hmm. and you got the rim.
What's the
and then
rim
you got the rim is what the spokes goes in, and then the piece of band that goes around, you call that the tire.
Uh-huh. You know, this rim that you're talking about, it comes in several sections?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear?
Yeah, it comes in short pieces to go around. The spokes fits in it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear a special name for each one of those pieces?
Yes, but I done forgot.
Did you ever hear felly or feller?
They used to use that on something on a wagon, I think.
What? What'd you say it was?
Felly or feller?
No. I might have, but I done forgot.
Corn?
Where do I hear corn?
Somebody at my house.
If you wanted to chop a log, you could take an egg-shaped frame like this and set the log in it.
Call it a sawhorse.
Okay. What would you call the thing that carpenters use? They have a wooden frame. It's A-shaped, and they take two of them.
Call that a sawhorse.
Okay. And a woman would straighten her hair using a comb and a
comb and a brush, eh?
Okay. And if she was going to use that, she'd say she was going to what her hair?
Brush her hair?
She'd say she was going to what her hair?
Comb and brush it?
Okay. And something you'd put in a pistol, you'd call a
bullet.
What else could you call it?
Cottage.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strap.
Do you remember those?
Yeah. Sure.
Does anyone
seen my daddy do it a many times?
I've seen Grandpa do it.
I've seen Papa do it plenty of times.
Both of them. I've seen Grandpa do it both.
I don't guess anyone ever still uses those, huh?
Huh?
I don't guess anyone would use those.
Oh, yeah. There's people who still use them. Yeah.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Put that out down on me.
What you'd sharpen a small knife on?
Rock.
What kind of rock?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it, just a rock we always called it.
What about what you'd sharpen a bigger tool on, like an axe or something?
Well, you grinding stone, they used to call them. They'd turn them, call it a grinding stone.
And the thing people drive nowadays, you'd call them.
They do what?
What everybody has nowadays to drive, you'd call them.
Car?
Car?
Okay. Any other names for car?
Automobile.
Automobile.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
grease it.
Okay. You'd say yesterday he... If he did that yesterday,
he had to grease it, didn't he?
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.